Masechet Cholin, Perek Het, Mishnah He. Mishnah says, Kevat Nochri Veshil Nevela Harezo Asura. The rennet of a baby cow that was slaughtered by a non-Jew, which automatically becomes a Nevela. If a non-Jew slaughters an animal, it is not kosher, it's a Nevela. The rennet, which is the hardened milk that's within it that could be used in order to help make cheese, that becomes forbidden as well because it's found inside of a nevela. Since it's part of the animal, it's the hardened milk that comes from the stomach of the nevela. Even though the animal is a kosher animal, the milk is considered to be part of the animal itself, which was a nevela, and therefore it's forbidden. Second law, hama'amid bi'or shel keva keshera. Somebody's making cheese and they use the stomach skin with the rennet that's there, and the enzymes are there that are going to allow cheese to be made. It separates the milk solids from the whey. The lining of the stomach here has that chemical that would allow curdling to happen. So if a person was making the cheese inside of that skin, the skin is large enough that it's going to give meat flavor to the milk, then the milk is forbidden. That cheese product that's created is forbidden because it's considered to be a mixture of meat and milk. Third halacha. Keshera shiyanka min haterefa kevata asura. A kosher baby cow nursed from a terefa cow, then the rennet that's inside of it becomes forbidden. The milk that turns into rennet came from that mommy cow, from the terefa cow. And that terefa itself is a problem, and the milk also becomes forbidden. So even though it's found inside a kosher baby cow, the source is the terefa cow. So therefore, the rennet inside that baby cow is forbidden as well. Terefa shiyanka mina keshira. If a terefa baby cow nursed from a kosher cow, so the rennet inside of it is really from that mommy cow, which was a kosher and had no problem, then the rennet inside of it becomes permitted, even though it's actively right now inside a terefa cow. Because the milk that creates the rennet comes from a kosher source, and it's just held in the stomach. It's not considered to be part of the terefa kef itself. The Gemara points out that there seems to be a contradiction between the first law that we learned over here and the third law that we learned. The first halakha was that the rennet that's found inside a nevela baby cow is asur because it's considered to be part of the nevela, and something that's part of it automatically becomes asur as well. In the third halakha over here was saying, no, the rennet that's found inside the animal, you have to look where it comes from. What's the source that created? Where's the milk coming from that created it? If the source was okay, then the rennet's okay, even though where it is right now is not kosher, even though the stomach that it's part of right now, that animal is not kosher. So seemingly, we don't go by where it is right now. It's not part of the animal that we're looking at. It's part of the source. So how do we deal with this contradiction? The Gemara says that the first halacha is the view of certain Tanaim, which said that the milk in the stomach of the baby cow is part of the cow itself. The third halacha is the view of later Tanaim who argued with that first opinion and say, no, the milk in the calf's stomach, in the baby cow's stomach, is not considered to be part of the calf, but like milk in its own separate bottle. According to their opinion, the milk is permitted, even if it's found in the stomach of a nevela calf, as long as it comes from a source that would be kosher.